Actually, there's devotees or Vaishnavas in every city of the world. One time Prabhupada, he wrote us a letter in Detroit, Michigan, in America. He said, there are many devotees everywhere. They're simply waiting for the Sankirtan party to come and get them. One time there were no devotees in Saratov. Actually, there were devotees, but they were covered. But when Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan party came here in the form of his books, in the form of the holy name, in the form of prasadam, then those devotees became manifest. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya's prediction that the Sankirtan movement will go to every town and village is being fulfilled. So when one is a traveling preacher, then it's very enlivening to go to new places, at least new places for us, and to see so many Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Actually, Śrīla Prabhupāda, he came to Russia. He was the first Vaishnava to come to Russia. And he brought with him the seed of Krishna consciousness. Brahmanda Brahmatikon Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasad Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij. The spiritual master, he gives us the seed of Krishna consciousness. Just like within the seed is all the potency for a large tree. Just like a banyan tree, that's the biggest tree in the world. There's a banyan tree in India near Calcutta that is 50 miles long. It's been there for hundreds of years. But it all started from a little seed. Actually, the banyan tree seeds are not very big, they're quite small. So from that little seed came a massive tree. So Prabhupada, he came to Russia and he brought the Bhakti Lata Bij. Bija means seed, so bhakti means the seed of devotion. And that seed has now grown more than 50 miles. It's gone all the way from St. Petersburg to Vladivostok. To Saratov, Samara, all over. This tree has grown very quickly. Its branches are everywhere. Prabhupada planted the tree in Moscow. And that's the only city he visited. But the trunk is there in Moscow, and now the branches have gone all over this country. And all of you, you are the fruits and the flowers of that tree of bhakti. You are getting Prabhupada's mercy, so you are the fruits and the flowers. Just like in the 1960s in America, we had the hippies, they were called flower children. But all those flowers dried up. But the flowers which Srila Prabhupada is producing by his bhakti lata bij, by his creeper of devotion, those flowers remain eternally fresh. Krishna, he wears one garland, it's called the Vaijayanti Mala. He has different garlands, different lengths. He has also different flutes, which are different lengths. Some he calls the gopis with, some he calls the cows with. So he has different size garlands also. And one of his favorite garlands is called Vaijayanti Mala. Very long. So these garlands of the Lord, they remain ever fresh. Not like these. These are very nice garlands, but in a few hours they'll lose their petals. But the Lord's form is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. And everything that is connected to the Lord in the spiritual world is also eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. So the Lord has a garland which is forever fresh and fragrant. It never dries up. If you come back 1,000,000 years later, Krishna is wearing that same beautiful fresh garland. So similarly, we are also becoming eternally fresh. Like that flower garland. So that is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So we're happy to see so many fruits and flowers in Saratov. So today we're having Ratha Yatra. Will other devotees be coming, or this is all the devotees? More devotees will come? Da? Nya? Da, okay. Alright, so we're going to have a short class from the Grantaraj, the king of all scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam. So you please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Oh, the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered by saintly persons to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for crows. Since the all-perfect persons are inhabitants of the transcendental abode, they do not derive any pleasure there. Just read the first paragraph. Комментарий Шрилы Прабхупады. Вороны и лебеди – птицы разного полета, так как у них разные склад ума. Людей, занятых кармической деятельностью или движимой их страстью, можно сравнить с воронами, а совершенных во всех отношениях этих людей с лебедями. Вороны получают удовольствие, роясь на скалках и помойках, так же, как одолеваемые страстями люди, действующие ради наслаждения, находят удовольствие, и не женщины посещают места, предназначенные для пробового чувственного наслаждения.
Привидения привлекают места, где устраиваются сборища и совещания обороны. Их можно встретить местам, где царит атмосфера естественных, красоты, где поверхность живописных, прозрачных водоемов, окружает прекрасный разноцветный лотос. Какова разница между этими медведями и птицами?
Ома гьян тимирандасья гинангина шилакая чакшами милитам джанатазмай сигадаве намаха. Шри Чайтанья Манобистам Стапитам Джена Бутале Швайм Рупа Кадамайам Даданти Сва Падантикам Джай Шри Кришна Чайтанья Пабу Нитьянанда Сия Двайта Гададхар Сиваса Ригова Бхактивиндам Харе Кришна Харе Кришна 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 Харе Харе Хари Рам Хари Рам 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 Омам Хим Шрам Ом Фарам Татака Хатака Кешика Джалат Падака Лочана Бадхарака Нака Спарсадева Сингха Намастаде. I'd like to draw your attention to our deities here. These Gornitai deities are called Sri Sri Nitai Nimai Sundar. Then you see at their feet there's a little golden deity, Lakshmi Nisringadev. And on the right is a Govardhan Shila. And on the left are some Shaligram Shilas. Later you can take darshan. So this is a famous verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes two types of human beings. Those who are like swans and those who are like crows. This verse is actually spoken by Narada Muni. So he said, just as swans are attracted to beautiful places, and crows are attracted to filthy or dirty places, so some men are attracted to beautiful things like Lord Krishna's pastimes, and others are attracted to filthy things like Gramakata. Gramakata means just village talk, mundane subject matter. So there's crows and there's swans. Of course, no one likes to think of themselves as a crow. No matter how degraded a person is, if you call him a crow, he'll be very insulted.
Right?
You crow. Even he's a bum on the street, if you call him a crow, he's offended. But in Vedic culture, living entities are often classified according to their consciousness, not just their body. For example, there are living entities in animal bodies who are classified as higher than human beings. Like Hanuman. Hanuman, he comes from a race of monkeys called Kimpurushas. These Kimpurushas, they're monkeys, but they can speak, they can talk. And they have mystic powers. It's like Hanuman. Hanuman, he flew from India to an island called Sri Lanka. And from there he flew to the Himalayas and back to get some medicine when Lakshman was injured in the battle with Ravana. He also made himself very small and he entered into the palace of Ravana to find Sita. So he's a monkey. But he's much more elevated than a human being. Or Garuda. Garuda comes from a race of birds who speak and render service to demigods. Where's the microphone, man?
Where's the microphone?
Don't put it in the smoothie. Of course, Garuda is special in his own way, but anyway, they are different living entities who are higher than human beings, but have so-called animal form.
Garuda is, of course, a special species. But there are very many живых существ, которые хотя имеют животную форму, они намного выше, чем люди.
So they're classified as higher because their consciousness is higher.
Они классифицируются как более возвышенные благодаря высокому сознанию.
So sometimes we classify a living entity by his consciousness, not his body.
Поэтому иногда мы классифицируем живое существо по его сознанию, а не по телу.
So therefore, if a human being who's supposed to be spiritually inclined thinks and acts like an animal, then he's compared to an animal.
Поэтому если человеческое существо не имеет склонности к духовной жизни, действует и думает как животное, его сравнивают с животным.
He doesn't get the right to be called a human being.
Он не имеет права называться человеком.
Sometimes the Bhagavatam says certain men are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses.
Иногда Бхагаватам их называют животными, подобными верблюдам, ослам, собакам и...
Hogs, dogs, camels, and asses, and in this verse, crows.
И здесь, в этом стихе, они сравниваются с воронами.
Because that's their mentality.
Потому что таково их умонастроение.
If men and women act in an uncivilized manner, then they're human beings in name only.
Если мужчина и женщина действуют нецивилизованным образом, то они могут называться, называться людьми.
Prabhupada once gave the definition of a civilized man.
Однажды Шрила Прабхупада дал определение цивилизованного человека.
He said a civilized man is one who can control his senses.
Он сказал, что цивилизованная личность — это тот, кто может контролировать.
By following four regulative principles.
Следуя четырем регулирующим принципам.
No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling.
Отказ от мяса.
This is the definition of a civilized man. They think civilized means nice three-piece suit with a tie and some fancy shoes. Civilized. You can quote some scientific equations about the material world. But Prabhupada said, if you can't follow these four regulative principles, you're not civilized. Your suit doesn't make you civilized. It's your actions that make you civilized. When the spiritual master asks us to follow these four principles, this doesn't make us necessarily spiritual. It's not by following these four regulative principles that you become Krishna conscious, you become conscious of God. No. You come out of animal life and you become a human being. Right? At the moment of initiation, we promise the spiritual master these four things: no meat, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. In effect, what we're saying is, dear Guru Maharaj, I promise not to be an animal. I promise to be a human being.
И вкратце это будет переведено, что это обещание, что мы говорим, дорогой Гуру Махарадж, я обещаю, не быть животным, а быть человеком.
A human being realizes the value of life. He realizes the valuable opportunity that he has in this human form of life. So he doesn't abuse his body. It's like if you have a nice car, you take care of it. So one who has this body, by which one can realize God, takes care of this body. And his mind. And his mind. And his intelligence. If you eat meat, you take intoxication, you have illicit sex, and you gamble. These things deteriorate the gross and subtle nature of this body. So an intelligent person, one who has intelligence, he'll discipline himself and refrain from these activities so he can use this body, this mind, and this intelligence to realize God. So, by following these principles, we become civilized. How do we become spiritualized? By chanting our 16 rounds. It's the 16 rounds, it's the holy name of Krishna that evokes the sentiment of love of God in our hearts. So we make 5 vows at the moment of initiation that we'll follow those 4 Vaigata principles and we'll chant 16 rounds a day. This is the formula that makes us Krishna conscious. So if one wants to be civilized, he has to follow these 4 principles. Now, how many men and women meet this criteria in our modern society? They call themselves ladies and gentlemen, but they don't follow any of these principles. So by Vedic culture, they're actually, well, they're animalistic. Prabhupada used to tell the story of Lord Zetland. Lord Zetland, he was a lord, he was a dignitary, a very important person in London. And one of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers came to London to preach Krishna consciousness in the 1930s. So this Lord Zetland, he knew something about Indian culture. So he said to Prabhupada's godbrother, can you make me a brahmana? In the Varnas, the Brahmana is the highest. He's like a spiritual teacher. And he's naturally respected by others. So Lord Zetland said, can you make me a Brahmana? So Prabhupada's godbrother said, yes, of course. And anyone can become a Brahmana. But you have to agree to follow the rules. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex. Like so Lord Zetland said, that I cannot do that. So Prabhupada's godbrother said, I cannot make you a Brahmin in name only, you have to be able to practice. No, I can't practice that. But if one has the desire to change his bad habits, he can become more than just a civilized man. He can become a Vaishnava, he can become devotee. The position of a devotee is the topmost position in the three worlds. You might even say greater than the demigods. Why? Because demigods, they're mixed. They have so many material desires. They're not that serious about Krishna consciousness. They want Krishna and they want sense gratification at the same time. But a devotee is so exalted, he has no material desires and he's attached to Krishna. That is real strength. Real strength is not to be tempted by sense gratification. People think strength is how much you can lift, how much weight you can lift. That's power. But it takes a much more powerful person to be able to control his temptation. Like in the Bible it is stated, that the heart is willing, but the flesh is weak. It means that one has a desire to understand God, but he can't resist his temptations and he engages in all kinds of nonsense. So real strength is spiritual strength by which you can control your mind and can control your senses. So one who has that spiritual advancement, he's even greater than a demigod. Who very often, you know, engage in sense gratification. Therefore, Krishnadas Kaviraj, he says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Ata Eva Shante Bhukti Mukti Siddhikam Akaleya Shanta. The devotee is peaceful because he has no material desires. So, to be a devotee, that's not an easy thing. To call oneself a devotee, that takes the qualifications for that. One time, the devotee said to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you are the greatest devotee. And Prabhupada, in his humility, he bowed his head. He said, devotee. He said, a devotee is the most exalted personality. He said, I'm trying to become a devotee. For a devotee is the most exalted person in the three worlds. So if we want to call ourselves devotees, we have to meet the standard. Anyone can become a devotee. Even those persons who are animalistic, by the power of the holy name, they can also become exalted devotees. No one is barred from becoming a topmost person. Nowadays in India, the so-called brahmanas, they misrepresent the whole system.
так называемые брахманы, они ложно представляют всю духовную практику.
They say if you're born a low-class man, you have to stay a low-class man this lifetime.
Они утверждают, что если человек родился в семье низкого класса, он должен оставаться таким.
But that is not the case.
Но это не так.
Апана самшитам горам яннама вишвашо гринан. Living beings who are entangled in the repetition of birth and death can be freed. Don't put him to sleep. Can be freed immediately by even unconscious chanting of the holy name. Unconscious chanting of the holy names of Krishna. And Sanatana Goswami, he says, Yata kancha natam yati kamsham rasa vidhanataha tata diksha vidhanena dvijatam jayate inrinam. As bell metal is turned into gold when mixed with mercury in a chemical process, so one who is properly trained and initiated by a bona fide spiritual master can immediately become a Brahmana or a Vaishnava devotee. So turning a low-class man into a high-class man and devotee is no less a miracle than turning bell metal into gold. Sometimes in India, people used to criticize Prabhupada. You're going to the West and trying to make them into Vaishnavas? They're all Malaychas and Yavanas and hippies. How you make them into Vaishnavas? Prabhupada had faith in the holy name. He knew it was possible. It's a miracle, but it's a modern-day miracle. Modern-day
miracle.
Why should all the miracles just happen 2,000 years ago? Right? We always talk about the miracles of Jesus and the miracles of Christian, you know, saints. Wherever there's a pure devotee, there's miracles. Because a pure devotee's mercy counteracts or contradicts the laws of nature. Right? That's the power of a pure devotee. Can contradict the material nature. You can take a low-class man and make him a devotee. Just like you can take ordinary metal and you can make it into gold. There's a way to do it. Do you know the formula? How many of you know the formula? Yeah, there's yogis, they would drink mercury by their mystic powers. Because mercury is poisonous. But they had the power. And then they would go to sleep. And in the morning when they passed urine, they would pass urine on metal and it would turn to gold. That's possible. So similarly, Prabhupada is turning non-devotees into devotees through this miracle of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Of course, there's many people like Lord Zeppelin who won't or can't become devotees.
Людей, которые не хотят или не могут становиться.
So what will happen to them? But they'll also be delivered by the strong desire of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya inquired from Haridas Thakur, how will all the sinful, immovable living entities be delivered in Kali Yuga? And Haridas Thakur replied by the loud chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But how many can hear the loud chanting? Right? When you go on the street corner and you chant with the mridanga, then they can hear you one block. And if you have an amplifier, they can hear you two blocks. So that's not very far. So how does everyone hear the glories of Krishna? With the Brihat Mridanga. What is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's definition of Brihat Mridanga? The books go everywhere. And it's like you're pounding out Krishna's glories. Hare Krishna, Tiya Teya Takati. Teeny, teeny, ta, teo, tanakate, ditta, ditta, de. Teeny, teeny, ta, teo, ta, dikine, ditta, ditta, de. So you're pounding out Krishna's glories on the drum. So the books, they're also pounding out. They're also making a big sound vibration of Krishna's glories. They're declaring Krishna's glories wherever they go. People are reading it. Oh, Krishna, Ishvara, Parama, Krishna, Satchidananda, Vigraha, Anadir, Adir, Govinda, Sarva, Karana, Karana. Everyone can hear Krishna's glories through Prabhupada's books. Prabhupada said that is how communism spread in India. That is how communism spread in India. No communists went there in the beginning, but they sent their books in. And it worked. Now Russia is no longer communist, but Bengal's very communist. So they say that the pen is mightier than the sword. The Muslims, they conquered by the sword, but we are conquering by the pen. These books, they're even going to the topmost part of the planet. I personally experienced this last year when I went to the Himalayas. We were looking for Shalagram Shilas, the stone incarnation of Vishnu. You see some Shalagrams we brought back there. So we went to the highest part of the Himalayas, near Everest. And there's some river up there, you can find the Shalagrams. So we went to villages very, very, very high in the Himalayas. No foreigners go there. There wasn't even electricity. There was no phones, no method of communication, literally no contact with the outside world. These people, they were very uncivilized. So we were going, walking in these villages to get to the higher parts of the Himalayas. So we went to one village, and when we came into the village, the people started coming out of their houses to greet us, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Now I was wondering, how do these people know, you know, Hare Krishna movement? There's no telephones, there's no communication, nobody ever goes there. How do they know about Hare Krishna? But then I saw one little girl, she was holding one of Prabhupada's books. Like the science of self-realization. So somehow that book got to that village. I don't know how, but somehow that book got to that village. Maybe one of the villagers went down into the valleys and found a book somewhere and brought it back up. I don't know. But the book went to the village, and the people read the book, and they learned about Hare Krishna. So when they saw pictures of devotees in the books, and we came to the village, dressed like this, they started singing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So this is a practical example of how Prabhupada's books are Brihat Mridanga. They can be heard everywhere. You could stay in the valley with the biggest sound system. This is a huge sound system here. And you could scream out, Hare Krishna! But still, at the top of the Himalayas, nobody would hear you. But with the Brihat Mridanga, everyone is hearing. So therefore, Prabhupada stressed so much book distribution. In fact, in the old days, we had a big press in Boston, America. Big, big machine for printing our first books. It was called ISKCON Press. It was in the 1960s before we had Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, BBT. So Prabhupada, he came to visit the devotees at the press. And when he came in and saw that big press, that big machine, he offered full dandabats to the press. Did you know that? He offered full dandabats. You know dandabats? He obeisances, full obeisances to the press. And he went, Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa, Paribhajakacharya, Ashtatatasi, Srimad, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, Shri Prabhupada. Eh? Full dandabats in front of the press and glorified his Guru Maharaj. So that's how important book distribution was to Prabhupada. So that is our formula. We have kirtan. We distribute books. And we also distribute prasadam. This is the complete formula. People need to see the devotees in their devotional dress chanting on the street. They see it's an authentic spiritual culture. They need to get the books to understand the philosophy. And they also need prasadam. Because people have very little brain in Kali Yuga because of so much sin. Sinful activity steals your intelligence. At least your finer intelligence by which you can understand God. So therefore, taking prasadam purifies our consciousness. It purifies our consciousness. So mass food for life, then you give them the prasad, then they get the brain to understand the book. So this is the formula that we are putting together now as we enter into the next century. Prabhupada said that I have a plan, he said in 1974, I have a plan to take over the world in 18 days. So devotee said, what is that plan, Prabhupada? He said, you're not ready to hear it. But we can understand that this formula has always been there, and now that it's becoming so successful, we can understand this is Prabhupada's formula, or at least one of his formulas. Harinam parties and festivals, like Ratha Yatra, mass book distribution, and mass prasadam distribution. We came from Riga, Latvia. They're distributing 1,700 plates a day from their temple. And the government, which was very unfavorable, has now become so favorable. So all these things must be done together simultaneously. And for the elite, no, these programs are for masses. For the elite, then we have our Bhaktivedanta Institute and similar programs like that. Like Lord Chaitanya, he preached to the masses, but he also preached to the class. He preached to the mass and he preached to the class. Class means higher people. For the mass of people, he had kirtan and prasadam, and for the class, like Prakashananda Saraswati, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, intelligent men, he preached to them personally the finer aspects of the philosophy. So today, here in Saratov, we have our, for the masses, we have Ratha Yatra and prasadam distribution and book distribution. And for the class, this evening, we're meeting the top scientists in this region and the top religious leaders in this region. We're going to speak to them from Prabhupada's books, the finer aspects of the philosophy. And this way we can convince everyone. Eventually, everyone will be convinced. By the strong desire of Krishna's pure devotee, Śrīla Prabhupāda. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Sisi Gauranitāya ki, Lakshmi Nrisinga Dev ki, Giri Govardhan ki, Gantara Śrīmad Bhagavatam ki, Śrī Ratha Yatra Mahotsava ki, Jagannāsabhada Baladeva ki, Śrī Bhagavat Prasadam ki, Go Premanandi. Do you want to make an announcement, Prabhu, about the program now, Prasada? Or is everyone well informed?